huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
It's the destination, the outcome that you're looking for.
You want an outcome, you want a goal. Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I wanted to share this live video on a subject I think there's quite a lot of extreme nonsense about. And when I mean extreme, I don't necessarily mean it's extreme nonsense. I mean the extremities of what people are saying is nonsense. So I don't know if you've ever heard anyone say, it's all about the journey. It's all about the journey and not the destination. And happiness is all about enjoying the journey. And I think that's a reaction to people who are very heavily into setting goals. I don't know if you're what they call, you know, the type A personality or the goal-driven, the goal-orientated person. But you've probably wrestled with this in your life where you're trying to drive towards your new goal, your new vision, and, you know, trying to balance that striving for more with feeling like you're enough and it's enough and that you can enjoy the journey, as they say. So I'll give you a couple of examples. And just before I do, say hi. Hi, Mark. Hi, Nick. Tag yourself in. Say hi. Share a message. So if I could just turn this round, I just want to show a couple of things. So, you know, we don't do exercise. So you can see there, I'm actually in the middle of a workout, which kind of inspired me to do this video. So we don't do workouts to enjoy the journey. You know, if we're honest, most people don't actually like doing exercise. Of course, some people do. And a lot of people would argue, oh, I love doing exercise. I disagree. And I'd say you like the endorphin rush you get from it. You know, you like the feeling that you get after you do it. And if we're all honest, most of us would just like to have a six pack and like to be healthy and like to live healthily until we're 100 and be lean and mean and strong without having to do hours in the gym. So to say that it's all about the journey and not the destination is quite frankly BS, or at least it's just one side, because we're looking for an outcome when we hit the gym. You know, we're looking for better health, better fitness, and to a certain degree, we're probably not going to be completely satisfied until we get there. So let me show you, just in case you've tuned in. So I'm talking about the BS of the journey versus the destination. I believe there's got to be a balance of striving for more, goals, vision, legacy, you know, setting new targets, growing, gaining more, achieving more, and not just for material items, but also for your own happiness. So let's come over here. So no one goes on the punch bag to enjoy the journey. Hey, I'm loving this journey of smacking the shit out of this bag and, you know, knackering my joints and sweating like a beast. I'm really enjoying the journey. It's the destination, the outcome that you're looking for if we just go around here. No one buys a car like that to enjoy the journey. You know, you strive for a nice... because you want an outcome, you want a goal, you want to reach something, you want to achieve something. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's like there's this plethora of hippie sort of meditation, zen kind of, oh, well, we should not be focused on material outcomes and items. You know, that just makes you a bad person. You should enjoy the journey. You should be a Zen Buddhist monk. You should be a vagabond and not rely and be tied to material items. But if you didn't want to live in a nicer house, if you didn't want to buy a nicer car, then you'd basically just chug on idle and rot and probably just waste away without any contribution. Now, if you grow your health and fitness, you live longer and you can make more of a difference. If you get a nice new car every 2 or 3 years, you're creating more economy. You've got a target to shoot for, which forces you into growth and maybe doing more sales and growing your business and your enterprise. So what I would say is this. Anyone who gives you advice in the extremes, you know, like you should hustle for 15 hours a day for the rest of your life and, you know, be really goal orientated and focused and be a massive high achiever, they're giving you one extreme. And that extreme is it's all about goals, 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 achievement, achievement, achievement. Now, the challenge with achievement is it's a never-ending ladder. And as soon as you achieve one thing, you want the next thing, and 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 the next thing. And I think that's where this plethora of information on, hey, it's about the journey, not the destination, and you should be zen and spiritual and happy in the moment. But of course, if you're always striving for more, 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 and your happiness is reliant on getting the nice car or having the six pack or being fit and healthy, which when you get there won't be good enough and you want more, of course, there's a disconnect there too. So I'd say the myth and BS of the journey and not the destination is the fact that it's one-sided advice. Because if you're just striving for Zen happiness and enjoying the journey and not the destination, you're not going to drive more towards achieving more. And happiness and fulfillment are directly linked to achievement. So I think it was David Lieberman, Dr. David J. Lieberman. He did a lot of studies scientifically. And according to him, which many people have kind of referenced his work, happiness is progress towards a worthy goal. So to enjoy the journey and not the destination is negating progress towards a worthy goal. And my guess is if you sat there and did nothing and sang Kumbaya and meditated all the time without trying to go to the next level or grow or contribute, my guess is you probably actually wouldn't attain the happiness you're trying to attain by not being materialist or achievementist. So my argument would be balance. It would be desire to grow, to contribute, to achieve more, to move towards something, and also value your own self-worth and the progress you make along the journey, even though you're not getting there or you're not there yet, and enjoying the fact, being grateful that you're able to do what you're able to do. You're moving forward, but you haven't got what you've got yet. So I think because everything exists in balance. And to negate one side of the balance negates the entire process. So Paul said, without goals and outcome, it's like driving to a destination unknown without a sat-nav. I completely agree. And for human beings to grow and evolve, you know, to survive, there needs to be growth. Without growth, you get decay. You're growing or you're dying. So I'd be careful when you take advice from the monk who sold his Ferrari, or that kind of thing, whereby it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And I'd put it back into balance by setting goals and targets, putting them out there. There's got to be a disconnect. There's got to be a bit of pain. There's got to be a bit of wanting to look better, feel better, have more, achieve more, make more of a difference. You know, like contribution, something that serves humanity and serves you, growing and reaching more people. It requires growth. And once you've set those goals and those targets and you've got your vision, then enjoy the journey, the step by step. But part of enjoying the journey is waking up today going, I'm a little bit closer than I was yesterday, even if it's not physically there yet or it doesn't seem to be there yet. So that's my take on the BS of just, you know, being this sort of, it's all about the journey and not the destination. If you've got any questions, ping them through. You know, I'd love to answer them. All right, so I'm going to carry on this debate in the Disruptive Entrepreneurs community. Make sure you've joined. We have over 400,000 people that subscribe to the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, but only, well, not even 4,000 of us are in this community. So I want to grow that community and serve you. So come and join it. Just search Disruptive Entrepreneurs Community on Facebook. And also make sure you're subscribed to my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Questions, comments, shares are welcome. So enjoy the journey. But also set big, stretchy goals to make more money, make more of a difference, to serve, to solve, to grow yourself and to help humanity grow.